Hello, I am Jennifer Geisler, and welcome to this special broadcast on Cisco's Borderless Networks for Financial Services. My guest today is Pam Sangha. He's Cisco's European Lead for Financial Services, and he is going to help us understand what Cisco means by borderless networks, and more importantly, how is borderless networks relevant to financial industries? Pam, welcome.
Hi, Jennifer. Thank you for having me.
Well, it's great to have you, and I am eager to dive right in here. I'm sure our listeners are as well. First question I have for you is that we've heard Cisco talking all about borderless networks. Now, the questions I have for you is, Pam, what is it, and why is it so important?
Oh, that's a nice easy one. Thank you, Jennifer. So Cisco work is both a business and technical architecture. So let me explain what I mean by that. We talk to a lot of our customers, and some common themes emerge. Our business would be more efficient if only the network could do this or that. From these kind of conversations emerges what we choose to call borders. For example, one theme is the network is no longer just connecting PCs and laptops. You have all sorts of devices trying to use the network. In a retail bank scenario, this change is also coming from customers who access their accounts through a variety of devices like ATMs, smartphones, home computers, and remote kiosks. But we also see wireless access points, security cameras, and other devices on the financial services institution network. So how do you get all these devices onto a common IP network while still maintaining security, availability, and quality of service? How can the network know that traffic from a device providing a video for customer meeting with a remote product expert is more important than someone trying to watch an internal training video on compliance?
Well, I'm saying that if you actually brought up those questions, I'm trusting that you have the answers to those questions.
Yeah, absolutely, of course. So these are precisely the types of challenges that Cisco Borderless Networks is designed to address. Now, what I've just described, we call that the device border. It's not enough just to connect these devices to the network and hope they work. They need a complete and flexible identification and authorization system like Cisco Identity-Based Network Services. You need to provide high availability for them because more and more banking, insurance, and financial market firms are depending on technology as a key enabler for their day-to-day business. So you have to identify the data flows, prioritize them all above all others, and protect them from other data flows. So you really need an intelligent and full-featured infrastructure to pull this off. Oh, and did I mention that you have to have it for both the wired and the wireless network?
Oh, yes. That's very important, especially in today's market. So is it the Cisco Borderless Network provides all of this for you? I mean, it has the infrastructure to actually do this?
Oh, absolutely. Although the problem does extend beyond devices because it has something to do with people, too. For example, any modern financial services enterprise has a large collection of people who are accessing various corporate information and who are located both inside and outside the walls of the company. Employees, mobile workforce, partners, customers, you know, customer support people worldwide. And in the case of insurance, for example, insurance companies, even with hospitals and clinics and doctors who might be providing or accessing customer or patient information, you know, you name it. So challenge there is, how do you integrate all of these people yet still maintain security and confidentiality?
Well, I mean, that really sounds like a significant challenge. I mean, or shall I say border in this case?
Yeah, well, absolutely. And it has relevance for financial services. I mean, I was talking about security systems earlier. It makes sense to give the bank's physical security group access to the retail bank branch's security systems, like IP surveillance cameras or digital media displays, so they can respond effectively to any security incident. But at the same time, to protect customer privacy, you don't want them to have access to customer financial records. And that works the other way around too. The customers cannot have access to a bank's security network or to other customers' financial records. That means you need to enforce a very rich set of policies across the network.
And then by combining these networks onto a common infrastructure, I mean, it is a very powerful concept. I mean, I was reading about global insurance companies that estimated it increased call center productivity by 20% and cut costs by 10% by deploying voice over IP and high-speed video conferencing over the same network.
Yeah, no, excellent example there, Jennifer. But there is the fine line you need to walk. I mean, of course, you need to enforce security, but at the same time, you shouldn't be punished for your current location. Your experience of the network and application within the limits of what you're allowed to do according to security policy should be the same wherever you are. Same performance, same security, same seamless experience. If the network can't deliver that experience, we call that a location border and is one of the areas Cisco Borderless Network addresses. You need high performance, high scale VPN, application optimization, and virtualization technologies like those in Cisco Borderless Networks to handle outside people coming into your financial services network. At the same time, you need a flexible mobility infrastructure for employees inside the network. So the insurance firm with the IP contact center is delivering high-quality customer service, and they now can video conference, providing a richer customer experience.
Okay, Palm. So mobile workers, or say customers accessing their financial information and conducting transactions, are all important, you know, and location shouldn't matter in that situation.
Yeah, exactly. Especially in these challenging times. A financial firm's business advantage today and tomorrow depends on the use of quick, reliable, auditable, and secure information and its ability to continuously evolve. I mean, to accomplish these objectives, financial firms are managing huge volumes of data with maximum reliability and predictability. Now, globalization magnifies this challenge by requiring that people, process, and technology work 24 hours a day across continents, pretty much all in real time. In other words, the location of your available trading application or expertise should not be a constraint. So, for example, the Cisco PowerTrader solution provides the next generation trade tools that enhance collaboration, enable true mobility, and improve customer experience over a robust technology architecture. I mean, Jennifer, another way of putting it is that the network should be location aware, knowing where things or people are when it matters, but optimize the experience so that remote or mobile users can have the same level of productivity as local wired users.
Okay, Palm. Now, we've covered devices and locations. Are there other borders and financial services that we need to be aware of as far as our listeners and ways that Cisco can actually help them?
Oh, another big one. I'm doing all the talking here, Jennifer.
Hey, I set that up that way. This is great.
Oh, I'm going to have to suck my water in a few minutes. But the other big one is the application border. We're also seeing more applications being deployed in the cloud, both the internal and external cloud. We've seen the growth of software as a service for things like CRM, business intelligence, and staff training in banks and insurance companies. Also, we're sort of seeing more and more financial firms adding Web 2.0, collaboration, and video applications as part of the sales process and linking the web experience to the contact center and to the local branch or agency offices. In insurance, there is a big push for agency portals to better engage and serve the producer channel.
Okay, so since we're talking about applications, I'd love to spend a few minutes on the video, right? Because video is the all-encompassing. You actually get to see and hear the person, and it gets really engaging. So what are we doing from a financial services solution as far as video applications to help address these borders?
Yeah, no, good one. This is one of my favorites. It's the Cisco Virtual Expert Management solution is the example that I like to run through. This is where you can talk face-to-face, well, let's say face-to-virtual-face, with an expert in the field. That's really valuable in financial services where specialized knowledge and access to the experts is required in areas like retirement savings or wealth advisory services, small business lending, treasury-type services. I mean, imagine if you're buying your first home and you need to talk to a mortgage expert. You don't want to be sent to another office. Well, now you can instantly connect to the expert over telepresence and not travel to another branch. So that's the types of benefits we're talking about. But just like devices, you can't just throw voice and video and collaboration onto your network and hope for the best. You need to increase your bandwidth in certain locations, perhaps implement a 10 gigabit Ethernet core or even a 10 gigabit Ethernet uplinks into the wiring closet. You need to be able to identify video and voice streams automatically. You need to be able to basically control the path they're taking over the network and monitor how they are performing. That's why Cisco MediaNet is an integral part of Cisco Borderless Network Architecture. It really provides a framework for deploying rich media applications on a Cisco network.
You know, it's interesting. As I listen to you speak here, we always think that things are just so simple. And it's all these underlying complexities that we need to make sure are figured out so we do have these great experiences with video, you know, with, I'll say, these applications, in this case, video. Now, yep. Palm, you've talked about devices, locations, and application borders. Okay, so I've got that. Is there anything else, or does that wrap it up?
Well, just to keep it all round and square, there's just one more, and it's kind of unusual, Jennifer. Because as the network, you know, it increasingly touches everything in the business environment. And one of the main areas that we're looking at now is in energy management. So, you know, energy is usually a concern of the facilities or the physical plant part of the business, you know, not necessarily part of IT. We think that Cisco Borderless Network can break down that organizational border and create better cooperation between IT and facilities and deliver bottom-line results by improving the management of energy usage. So in response to that, we have a technology called Cisco EnergyWise that lets customers intelligently measure, report, and reduce energy consumption across the entire business. I mean, they can optimize power delivery and reduce energy costs. We're releasing it in phases, and the most recent phase expands the customer sphere of control to include power over Ethernet devices like IP phones, wireless access points, and IP surveillance cameras, as well as PCs and laptops. I mean, just think, Jennifer, of all the PCs and laptops and specialized peripherals in the retail bank branch, that's a lot of energy consumption.
Yes, there it is, yeah.
And then the next phase of Cisco EnergyWise will further expand visibility to extend to facilities integration like lights, elevators, heating, ventilation, and even air conditioning. You know, we're doing that through tighter integration with the Cisco Network Building Mediator, and that's providing a more sustainable and cost-effective facility, which is an excellent way for IT to demonstrate their business value to the rest of the business. I mean, that's why Cisco EnergyWise and sustainability in general is a key component of Cisco Borderless Network architecture.
You know, I've been in this business for over 20 years in the high-tech world, and I never imagined that the IT infrastructure would actually be able to help us control all this power, lighting, and then what we're going to do with the next phase as well. It's pretty exciting. And also the standpoint is that from an IT infrastructure, it really consumes a minute amount of energy in comparison to everything else. So it's amazing that this infrastructure of little power can help, I'll say, make a positive impact as far as larger power in the rest of the business. Just really things have quite changed, haven't they?
Yeah.
They are. Now, okay, so let me end this with a really tough question, because that's just kind of the fun part of it. Probably our listeners are saying, yeah, this sounds really good. We understand there's a lot of complexity, and it's nice that it's all thought out. But why Cisco? I mean, couldn't, you know, one go out and construct a borderless network with another network vendor's equipment or a combination of network vendor's equipment and come up with all this capability? Why do they have to go with Cisco?
Yeah, I mean, well, there are a lot of answers to that one. I mean, starting at the technology level, do other vendors have identification and authorization technologies, for example? Yes, of course they have, but not as full-featured and flexible as Cisco Identity-Based Network Services. And I think you will find the same story with a lot of the technologies I've mentioned, policy control, quality of service, and so on. Then there are the pure differentiators like Cisco EnergyWise. No one else in the industry has anything that compares to it. You know, moving up from that, I think we have to return to something I said at the beginning of the podcast, that Cisco Borderless Network is a business as well as a technology and a technical architecture. Our goal, you know, ultimately, is to solve business problems. And in order to do so, I think you need the broad portfolio of product and solutions that Cisco has. I mean, if we don't know the best way to get Cisco telepresence across the LAN and WAN, who would? And we have the design guides, deployment examples, and expertise to support it. So finally, Jennifer, you know, Cisco Borderless Networks provides the infrastructure for many of the financial services-specific solutions we have. Solutions like high-performance trading for financial markets that provide a scalable, low-latency infrastructure to handle, you know, those increasing volumes of market data and trades. Or Cisco Lean Application Management, which enables retail banks to move the bulk of their branch processing to the data center. You know, and that really does eliminate the need to maintain costly in-branch server architectures. There are many more, you know, which we could run through. But the main thing is all of these are deployed on Cisco borderless network architecture. We know the needs of the technology, but we also know the needs of the financial services industry at a business level and are in the best position to fulfill both those needs.
Well, well said, and thank you, Pom, for doing that. Now, if people want more information, where should they go? Now, I think this is an easy question.
Oh, God, yeah. Now, that, this is going to get me tongue-tied. So hopefully everybody knows that the borderless network site is www.cisco.com.gov/go-borderless. But then you can also view a recent webcast we had about borderless networks on the same site, but Go Experience. And if you are interested in our solutions for the financial services, go to www.cisco.com/go/finance.
All right. Terrific. And thank you once again, Pom. And thank you, our listeners. My guest today has been Pom Sangha. He is Cisco's lead for financial services in the European markets. I'm Jennifer Geisler. Until next time, thank you for listening.